direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
The Raleigh James Show, and yes, we are live Monday night. Time is right for trivia. Time's a little early for trivia, but that's all right. And I don't know what's going on with the board either. I'll try to figure that out later. In the meantime, we have a new question and we have new bumper stumpers. So yeah, we'll have a little more than an hour and a half to spend together. So I figure we've got five, six bumpers. Yeah, and I'm prepared either way. And there is a theme. So if you know those are great. I love the first one. You'll find out. And if you don't, well, we got a question for you that I will throw out right now. And it's pretty easy, I think. But if that doesn't float your boat either, remember, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit with that, as we prove each and every Monday night. Yes, because everybody knows something about something. So whatever it is you have a copious amount of knowledge in, yeah, that useless knowledge that can't pay off anywhere. Well, it really can't pay off here either because the prizes are worthless. But you can have fun. Eventually, you get something. The certificate is fun. But other than that, it takes forever, and you get like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or whatever. So you're not doing it for the prizes. You're doing it for the fun of it. And I'm glad about that. So all you have to remember, other than your guesses, is the phone number. 888-876-5593. 888-876-5593. So, with that in mind, yes, a recent long-term study showed that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of cheeses, some of them anyway, stronger. Exposure to what? Yeah, all right, so that's your question. And again, you can have your own category. We prove that, like I say, nonstop. Yeah, and we're about to right now. I believe, based on Billy Bob's count, because he does keep this as an ongoing count, this is call 27. Welcome to WGN Radio, Billy Bob.
Hey, before I get to my quiz, do you care anything about Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound?
Well, I love the Phil Spector stuff before Wall of Sound, like the Curtis Lee stuff, Pretty Little Angel Eyes and stuff like that. By the time he got to Wall of Sound, I couldn't take it. But there's a few things that are tolerable, yes.
Oh, I was thinking of doing a request, but I don't know. Because this was like the Righteous Brothers, You Lost That Loving Feeling, or is that...
Yeah, that was a big hit for him and for everybody, actually, probably his biggest seller. And I'll be happy to do that at some
point. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready. Fire away.
So what we're doing, honeymooner TV questions?
All right, the old honeymooners.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Ralph Cramden and all that kind of stuff. So let's see what fun trivia will give us, because obviously I can't do this on my own. But, I've got 100 questions here, so one of them should be just perfect. Okay. Yeah, let's see. Now, trying to get one that won't be too obscure for you. Okay. Alice was good at hiding Ralph's presents for birthdays, Christmas, things like that, because he couldn't wait until Christmas morning. So what did Alice use to cause Ralph not to find his present?
I don't know. I give up. I know one time he was got a fortune. He thought he inherited a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a bird named Fortune.
Right.
But that one you asked me, I'm flabbergasted.
Well, yeah, Alice was going to leave the gift under the icebox because Ralph insisted he could wait until Christmas morning. But Alice tells him to wash up. I'm going upstairs to see Trixie. So Ralph goes into the bedroom. Alice pretends to leave. The minute Ralph hears the door slam, he runs back into the kitchen, pulls out his gift. Alice says, I guess, Mommy, you'll just have to hide your present somewhere. someplace else. It looks like I can't trust you. And Ralph says, I can't be trusted. You're the one who said you were going upstairs. So Alice finds another way to hide Ralph's gift in the bedroom closet. How does she do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, she sets a mouse trap.
Okay, then he goes around and moans and groans with that rat trap on his hand.
Exactly.
Well, I know one time he said he was going to go golf and he addressed the ball. He said, hello, ball.
Yeah.
Okay, I give up then. Maybe next week I can see.
I hope so. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait, one more thing before I go.
All right.
When you say, what do you know, what do you hear, what do you say, when they had Yankee Poodle Dandy with James Cagney, and then they say, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you.
Yes.
Is that where you get that line from that you say or not, the same movie?
No, absolutely not. But I guess great minds think alike. You know, I've seen...
Well, they say it in that movie, that same line you did. Okay, have a good one.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye. I don't know. I've mentioned before. There's some things I know a lot about. Movies are not them. I've seen maybe five. All right. Could be six, but probably definitely less than double digits. I'm not a movie person. All right. So, but many of you are, and we have movie questions and Oscar questions and all that. If that is what floats your boat, it doesn't matter to me. I will come up with something as we do every week. So we say goodbye to Billy Bob to free up that line for you. And we welcome Dakota from Aurora. How's it going tonight, Dakota?
Hey, Rory, how are you?
All right. So now, when I last heard from you, I was trying to clean up email, which is kind of a joke, so this might have been the month before. You were saying that your soap opera podcast is going to debut.
Soap opera podcast?
I think so.
I wasn't paying attention to that, but what's going on there?
I don't know. It was an email from you. I thought.
Maybe. Oh, I honestly don't remember sending you an email about soap opera podcast, I do have two guesses for today's question.
Okay, absolutely. I'm ready to hear it. I'm looking for that as far as that goes. All right, so go ahead.
So you said what could make this melted cheese stronger, right?
It's not necessary. It's not. I wouldn't say it's melted by any means. So, it's fermented, as most cheese is. What would make it stronger? It was a long-term study fairly recently that showed exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what?
Well, if some cheeses are wet, then my guess is either.
Nope.
Sometimes it smells stronger by aging.
Nope.
So it's not aging nor mold.
Nope. I think that's involved in most processes for sure, but that's not what the study was about. It was a great study too.
Okay, looking forward to the answers.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, I wonder who sent me the soap opera podcast question. I don't know. Somebody. All right. Well, somebody will call and fess up to that. I don't know. But I let it get out of hand, and then suddenly there's literally tens of thousands, and I say, I'm cleaning this up now. And sometimes I guess some of you are confused. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good. Well, it's still evening here.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I want to try your present trivia question. Is it lemon juice?
No.
All right.
And you want to start?
I don't have any other guess.
You want to start Star Trek trivia, huh? Okay.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Who played Commodore Stone in the episode called Court Martial?
Oh, gosh. It was a Spanish guy.
Good.
I know that much.
Good. And he only appeared in a single episode, but Commodore Stone was a character who smashed stereotypes. A former starship captain risen to the ranks to become the commander of Starbase 11.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna kick myself when you give me the name.
Probably Percy Rodriguez. He was a black Canadian actor.
Actually, no, that name is new to me.
Well,
Percy Rodriguez.
Yes, he was.
Interesting.
He had a deep authoritative presence, and so
yes,
gave the gave the character the kind of gravitas that was impossible to ignore. So was not merely a token of diversity; he was a man of integrity, intellect, and power. And when Captain Kirk was accused of negligence. It was Stone.
So black Hispanic.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he's Hispanic. He has a Spanish surname, but that, you know, how many generations does that mean? I don't know. Names are tricky. You just can't make any inferences based on them usually.
Percy Rodriguez. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look him up. We'll see what we can find out. In fact, I'll do that right now. Let's look up Percy.
Oh.
We'll find out. We'll see what we can find out about Percy Rodriguez. He sounds delightful. Rodriguez. If I could spell it right, we'd be right. All right, here he is. Oh, yeah. He sadly is no longer with us. He was born in 1918 and died in 2007. He played Dr. Harry Miles in Peyton Place. All right. He was a Canadian actor. He was of Afro-Portuguese heritage, and he was born in the Saint-Henri neighborhood of Montreal. And so his surname was originally spelled with an S, and then he adopted the Z because it was misspelled in a Broadway program early on in his career. And he figured, well, that's okay, that works. And so that was the deal. So
What was the name before Percy?
Rodriguez with a Z. You see, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-S, the Portuguese spelling. But they misspelled it on the Broadway, Up in Lights. And so he figured, well, I guess that's better known. We'll just go with that.
So, and I would say he has a bass baritone voice.
Yeah.
Bass baritone.
And so that was the deal.
Black Portuguese.
Yes, and from Montreal. And so it's interesting because he was one of the very few African Americans who in the 1960s circumvented, you know, the stereotypes, and he avoided those roles. And so, you know, he did a number of things. He was on The Nurses and Naked City and The Wild Wild West and Route 66, you know, one shots basically. And
what was the doctor's name on Peyton Place?
Oh, on Peyton Place. What the heck was it again? I'm trying to think. I just knew it, and it's gone because I didn't read it. So that's the problem now. Now, oh man, I can't hold. I can't hold a thought hostage. I just spilled it out, and now I don't remember. Oh, that's terrible. All right. Well, I guess we know that my time has come and gone. Maybe I should run for president. All right. Well, let's see.
Okay.
All right. So,
well, interesting trivia question.
He played a doctor anyway. Yeah, he played a doctor on Peyton Place, and it'll come to me in a moment, and I cannot think of it. That's absolutely terrible. God, I don't know. Anyway, that's the deal.
Yeah, one of the few people strong-willed enough to stand up to Captain Kirk.
Yes, absolutely, he did, and it turned out to be just fine. Now, probably during the news, I'll shout out the doctor's name, but you won't hear it anyway. We'll talk to you. Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Very interesting. Yeah. Court martial was a most interesting episode.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Thanks. So there we have it. And let's see. We'll get to James on the south side. He wants World War II, but he always has guesses too. And Alex is in Round Lake. He'd like Beatles trivia. Sure, we could do that. Lisa and Dundee, back to the Oscars. And your first bumper stumper coming up. Yeah, it actually is a dual question. Well, now that I think about it, there's three parts. So we'll get to that coming up on WGN Radio.
Mother, please, I'd rather do it myself. Mama, when I
WGN Radio. I'm Bobby James. And so who is she? And I don't expect she'll get the theme yet, because you got to hear a few more songs, I think. Came out in 1963 on Cameo. So who is she? It was a play on a television commercial that aired incessantly, starting in 1962. Do you remember the product? All right, so that's just extra credit if you do. But in the meantime, who is she? And Stephanie in Madison pipes up and says, I know that. All right, Stephanie.
I know who that. I love that girl, Joanne Campbell.
Absolutely, the girl on Wolverton Mountain, you betcha.
Oh, I adore her. And that the Anison commercial.
That's
Mother,
exactly.
I'd rather do it myself.
That's right. Mother, please, I'd rather do it myself. Yeah, that ran forever. Yeah. And that was Anison. Yes, you are a winner. I can't expect you to get the theme as yet, but if you keep listening, maybe you will.
All right. I just might do that. I'm going to have you on. So
all right.
Okay, my dear.
Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. We'll confirm that win. I know Stephanie's won before. All right. So we put Stephanie on hold, and she'll talk to John. And again, I'll give you my question, but remember, you can have your own category, and sky is limit on that. But a recent long-term study showed that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you, Raleigh?
Well, I'm here. And that's about as
good.
And
I'm glad you came on a little earlier, too.
I'm glad you are. All right. Yeah, it was unexpected for me, that's for sure. But that's
I can imagine. For me, too, because I was all ready to. I tuned in maybe just a couple minutes after you came on. I always check early,
just
in case, you know. But I was surprised today because I thought it might go longer. So,
all right. So you want an Oscar trivia, and so
yes,
let's figure this out. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Which animation studio has won the most Best Animated Feature awards?
I would, God, probably going to be wrong on this, but I would say Walt Disney.
Pixar.
Oh, Pixar. That was my second guess.
Ah! All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Well, could I do a quick request if you
don't
hate it too much?
Let me find something to write it down, and we'll see. It's got to be better than You've Lost That Love and Feeling. All right. So what is it you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Streets of Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam.
Okay, so you don't want the original. You want the remake.
I want the remake.
Okay, yeah, because Buck put it out originally as well, but then Dwight Yoakam was later. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do it. All right, thanks.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. All
Talk
right,
to you next
so
week.
Good deal. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Now, let's see. We'll try to come up with something for Alex in Round Lake. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So the Beatles, huh? Well,
yeah, that's fine.
That's good. Let's see. I have plenty of interesting Beatles questions here. Let's see. All right. So the Beatles are the only band in history to have a double whammy where they knocked another group off the top spot in both the singles and the album charts in 1964. Who was the other group?
Wow. Really? Okay.
This should be easy.
Okay.
So we're talking the summer of 64, the week of July 23rd. And they managed to knock another group out of the number one spot on both the singles and the album charts at the same time. Who was the other group?
I have no idea, but I want to say the Stones.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. That's why I said it was easy. Who else could it have been? All right, good deal.
No, you were right. Yeah. You were right.
Well, hang on, don't go away, and don't expect anything soon. So I don't. All right. So good deal. Appreciate it. All right. So we put Alex from Round Lake on hold, and yeah, it had to be the Rolling Stones, didn't it? I mean, what else could it have been? All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, Ruth this week is calling for Sound of Music trivia. Normally, it is lyrics with someone else. So what part of Sound of Music do you want a question for?
Raleigh.
Yes. That's easy.
Something that I like to tell you.
No.
I'd like to say.
Answer my question.
I would like the wedding, the procession, either something from the church or lyrics from the song
okay.
that was played.
Okay.
I'd like to honor the nuns who thought I would become a nun, Sister Mary Victory, who taught Bob Hope. And so, therefore, I thought this would be, they had taken us to see that movie, and I ditched it to go look for Navy guys, but made it back before the class left, 1966. I thought it was unusual that we were taken to see the movie, The Sound of Music.
All right, here.
So doing the trivia on the wedding, either the church.
It's going to be the wedding, and it's going to be the church. Are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
When setting up for the filming of the wedding scene, there was nobody at the altar to wed them when they reached the top of the stairs to the sanctuary because someone had forgotten to summon the actor playing the bishop. So according to Julie Andrews, this person was wound up in the movie as the bishop. Who was he?
It was an actor, the real bishop from the city?
Good enough. Archbishop of Salzburg. Yes, Andreas Rohrbacher. Yes.
Wow. I'm close. But that one
no,
was
that,
good.
That, that's
real
a,
interesting.
Yeah, that's a winner as far as I'm concerned. So,
far as I'm concerned, this is Raleigh James. What would you like to tell her? What would you like to say if you get a word in edgewise?
No, you won't.
The lyrics of the song.
All right.
Did they play that when she walked down the aisle?
You've already won. We'll talk to you later. All right. Don't go away.
All right.
So that's Ruth. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, they didn't know who to get. The actor's just missing in action, not summoned. So the Archbishop of Salzburg, Andreas, wound up doing it. All right. So James on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, James? James?
Yes.
Okay. There you are. So what do you think? Now, by the way, are you going to guess? Because normally you have half a dozen guesses on our question.
Yes, I'm going to guess on your trivia. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say for as far as what would cause the enhanced aroma, I am going to among the ones I'm going to say exposure to asbestos.
Nope. What's next?
Okay, paint thinner?
No.
Okay, lemons?
Nope.
Let's see, vinegar?
Nope.
Alcohol?
Nope.
Exposure to paint?
Nope. All right, there's your six. Now.
Okay.
Move right along.
Exposure to certain types of woods?
Nope. All right. So you'll have to call back with another six. All right. So let's see. We're talking about our enlisted seamen, our military seamen, World War II, non-rated men. The captain urges you to strike for a rating or choose a specialty in which you become a petty officer. And you learn that almost half the crew consists of only three ratings, three specialties. What are they?
Okay.
And by the way, we're on a submarine here.
Okay, you're on a sub. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on a sub, and, here's the captain saying, you could become a petty officer, but you got to become one of three things. What are they? The three most common ratings.
Okay, I'm going to say a seaman first class.
No, it's a job. It's what you do, basically.
Oh, okay. I'm okay. I'm going to say you perform in the mess hall. You're in the mess hall.
Nope. Next, we'll give you a few guesses on it. We'll give you three actually. So let's hear the next two.
Okay, you are. If you've been petty officer, in order to become a petty officer, you're going to have to sub as opposed to a surface ship.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, work on the radar.
Nope. All right, I'll give it to you. The three things that will get you to that petty officer most quickly would be you're a torpedo man, maintaining and firing the submarine's 24 torpedoes. You're an electrician's mate, because, you know, you're talking about two large banks of batteries powering the submarine when it was submerged. Or you're a machinist's mate, and you were maintaining the large diesel engine powering the boat when it operated on the surface. You also recharge the batteries. So those are the three: torpedo man, electrician's mate, or machinist's mate.
Okay, well, I was going to actually go to the torpedo would have been the third guess.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. So that's the deal should you wind up on a World War II sub. And what was interesting is that the Navy in January of 43 needed men in the submarine fleet. And the one trait that all the submariners had in common back in January 43 is they all were volunteers. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And I got my question out there, and it's interesting. And I can thank Laura, who emailed these to me. And, you know, initially I looked at these questions, and some of them, unfortunately, because I know you guys, you'll go online. Some of them were easily Googleable. So I had to strike it out. And at first I thought this question was going to be as well, but then I found another way to word it. And so far it's working out well. So a big thanks to Laura for that. And here is the deal. A recent long-term study, and by the way, I'll go over the study when you get the answer, showed that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what? 888. 876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. You're about to hear another bumper stumper, number 222 on the list, coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
Just because you left and said goodbye, do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, let you go. Just because you think that you're so smart, running around and breaking lovers' hearts. Before I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I got to warn you, you're probably going to say, oh, that's Lloyd Price. And of course, he wrote it and did it originally, but this version was considerably later by an artist who did have other hits. This one came out 1967 on OK. So who is this guy? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. We've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia. And, of course, I've got my question out there. And that is, of course, a recent long-term study showed that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what? All right, so that's my question. And you've just heard my most recent bumper stumper. And want to know what it has in common with good old Joanne Campbell with Mother, Please, I'd Rather Do It Myself. Maybe you don't know. So if you don't know the bumper stumper and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. And we prove that absolutely every Monday night. And we have another hour to prove it with you. So 8888 ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
My dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. Now a memory from the lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Your heart's that blue. And so my heart is paying dear for things I didn't do.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Okay, so who is that? What does he have in common with the last two songs we played, or the last two artists, I should say, because it's the artists that have something in common, not the songs. Now, here we go. A recent long-term study showed that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And I always say, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about my question, that's fine. Everybody knows something about something, so strut your stuff. And that's what Brian and Joliet's about to do. So hello, Brian.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I cannot complain. Like,
good, and I'd like to try Chart Toppers from this week in April 1968, please.
All right, so we should get the week ending April 13th then. So that would be the week we are currently in. So number one, you'll get it. You ready?
Ready.
Honey.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Number two, Young Girl.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Yes. Number three, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Otis Redding.
Yes. Number four, Cry Like a Baby.
Box Tops.
Yes. Number five, Sweet, Sweet Baby, Since You've Been Gone.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Number six, Lady Madonna.
Beatles.
Number seven, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
Georgie Fame?
Yes, absolutely. Number eight, Lala Means I Love You.
Delphonics.
Yes. Number nine, Valerie.
Monkeys.
Yes. Number 10, The Mighty Quinn.
Manfred Mann.
Absolutely. So you're a winner. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, I Got the Feeling.
James Brown?
Yes. Number 12, Love is Blue. Instrumental.
Paul Marriott?
Yeah, good enough. Paul Marriott. Yeah, M-A-U-R-I-E-T. So you pronounce it, I don't care. Number 13, Scarborough Fair.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Absolutely. Number 14, Dance to the Music.
Oh, Sign the Family Stone.
Number 15, Simon Says.
I don't know. I'll take a guess. 1910 Fruit Gun Company.
Absolutely right. Yes, one of the wonderful Cazenet's Cats records. Number 16, If You Can Want.
Oh, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Absolutely. Number 17, Playboy. And remember, this is 68, so don't say the Marvelettes. Different record.
Oh.
Entirely different record. Maybe you need to hear it.
Yeah, can I hear a little, please?
Let me find it. I hope it's on this computer. I think it is, but... sorry. And let's see. All right, not putting it on that way. All right, I thought I could just search it by the artist, but no. All right, nope. Because I know if I search it by the title, all I'm going to get is Adore and Marvelette, so, but we'll see. I could give you the lyrics. You don't want to hear it. All right, so let's see what we have here. We have many choices from which to. Let's see. That's probably the Marvelettes, I'll bet. Yep, okay, let's try this one. More Marvelettes. Let's see, how about this? Oh, here we go, I got it. All right, here we are. Yeah, now he, it's
it doesn't compare with the one by...
it doesn't. But yeah, he actually, when he's not with her, put out some pretty darn good records. Not hits, of course, but what do you think?
Yeah, I never, quite frankly, I've never even heard that song before. I'll just take a guess. Steve and Edie Gourmet?
No, they wish. No, it's Gene and Debbie, and Gene was Gene Thomas, who did some wonderful things like Sometime. Do you remember Gene Thomas?
No, I've never heard that song. I never heard of them.
All right, never mind her. Yeah, that's Debbie Neville. But here is a little of Gene doing Sometime, which I thought was a great record.
Sometimes I cry when I'm lonely. Sometimes I cry when I'm blue. Right now I'm crying 'cause I love you. I'm crying 'cause you don't love me too.
And of course it wasn't a hit, but
I like that.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, it's Gene Thomas. He was from Palestine, Texas, died in Texas in Fredericksburg about a decade or so ago. And he was around for some time, and he did Sometime in 1961. And then for whatever reason, and did some other stuff too, but whatever reason with Debbie Neville, they did Playboy. And obviously that was a top 20 record.
Yeah, like I said, I never heard that one before, and I never heard of either of them. But I did like that tune you've just played.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I say Gene Thomas certainly redeeming himself. All right, good deal. Yes. Well, you're a winner as usual. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So, you betcha. So Brian knows his stuff, that's for sure. And Gene and Debbie was maybe it was a regional hit. I don't know. Yeah, right. I'm being very kind. All right, so Linda in Chicago is going to take a guess on our question. Well, good. Hello, Linda. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, hi. I don't know if I have the answer, but I'm going to take a stab at it. How about, would the answer be ammonia?
I love that answer. It's not right. This is one of those, you know,
no?
if I ask these questions, you know, the answer is so far out there that no one in their right mind would think of it.
Uh-huh.
So if you...
No, because I know there's...
Yeah, no, ammonia probably is a legitimate answer, you see. So
we
won't ask for a legitimate answer. So if you think of anything off the wall, call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, yeah, it won't be anything that is common sense or maybe actually real. So this was a study. This is a long-term study. Yeah, I mean, like over 6 months on this. And they came up with the conclusion that this makes some cheeses more potent. Yes, that's right. Smellier and whatever taste would be involved with that. So yeah, I guess it's one of those things. You like it or you don't. We'll get to Laura in Willowbrook, who wants Oklahoma trivia, the movie, obviously. Yeah, if it was the state, we could go there. But Oklahoma, I'll look up some Oklahoma movie trivia. See, no matter what the category is, if you know something about it, you call. I'll find a question, no matter what. Got another bumper stumper coming up. And, of course, we'll review our question again. And time for you at 888-876 on WGN Radio.
Stay.
Stay with me a little while.
Oh,
longer.
Before you go.
Before you go inside.
Stay
with me a little while. Longer.
Before you go.
Before you go inside.
The night has been so wonderful. Everything has been so fine. I just want you to kiss me, baby, one more time. So baby, won't you stay?
Stay with me.
Oh, a little while before you go.
Before you go inside.
Stay
with me a little while.
Yeah, before you go.
Before you go inside.
The moon is shining, yeah, so brightly up above. This is a night for love. So baby, won't you stay?
Stay with me a little while.
Ah, before you go.
Before you go inside.
Stay
before you go. Stay with me just a little while before you go.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And by the way, all of these acts are big, big names, as far as I'm concerned. Some bigger than others, but all of them possessed at least one mega hit to their name. All right, maybe only one, but some of them possess tons of them. So we'll see how you do on that. Now, we have Laura, and Laura is in Willowbrook. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
All right, I thought we'd take a break from Sound of Music and try Oklahoma. I know that one pretty good, but not as good.
Okay, good deal. I want you to finish a line. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Everything's up to date in?
Oh, I know that. Everything's up to date in Kansas City.
And we have a winner. All right.
Yay.
Very good. Okay, hang on. Don't go away. Absolutely.
Thanks,
right. Everything's up to date in Kansas City. That'll be a first. All right, so we'll put Laura on hold. And I believe that Linda in Richland Park will guess on our trivia questions. How are you, Linda?
Hi, I'm just fine.
Good.
I was just laying here listening to the program. I said, let me call in. I think I might have the answer to what makes cheese strong.
Okay.
And I think it could possibly be... if it gets moldy.
That's a nice guess, but it's not right. No, remember, this is going to be a very out there answer.
A crocus sack.
Nope. I love that. Nope.
Salt.
Nope.
Mushrooms.
Nope.
I can't think of anything else other than a wine keg. You know, they had those old wooden wine kegs.
Yep, not that either.
Well, I can't think of anything else.
Well, if you do, call me back.
Will do.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. A long-term study on this, and I've got all the details. After somebody gets the answer, I will share it with you because I find this to be truly hilarious that they would even think about this study, but they did, and I guess the part that's not hilarious is it produced results. And they discovered that this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. All right. People with time on their hands. I hope it wasn't a government grant. 888-876-5593. Ruth is back in Gurnee. All right, Ruth, so you're going to guess on our question?
Rally, you be careful what you ask for on Off the Wall. And that's a great name, Off the Wall, for a license plate, a street, or a band.
Okay.
Off the Wall.
Okay.
So my choice was, I think I know it, but I've already won tonight, so I want somebody else to do it. But my choice was to say mold.
Nope.
And then the off the wall one is, and I don't want to be guilty of being out of my mind by being correct. But my off-the-wall thing is a cheese hat with the letter G on it, and a fragrance for the Chicago Bears. And by the way, one of my premonitions is to never go to Soldier's Field.
Uh-huh.
And that goes all the way back to the 1960s. I did go once for one reason only.
All right.
They had a graduation for St. Mel's High
okay.
School in 1966, and I thought I'd be safe if
all
I went
right.
to Soldier Field with a Catholic saint's name at Soldier Field.
All
that's
right.
the only reason why I ever went there. But that's another one of my
yes.
hundreds of premonitions.
Yes.
So I go a Chiefs hat that Green Bay Packer fan would be wearing.
No. All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate
it.
Yes.
Off the wall.
Oh, it's even more off the wall than that. All right. Thanks. Or maybe not. I don't know. But 888-876-5593. Now we're going to talk to Neil. He's a first-time caller, and we always defer to first-time callers. Welcome to WGN Radio. Neil, how are you?
Great. How are you?
All right. So you're a World War II aficionado, are you?
I hope so.
I do too. Well, let's see what we can do.
Or anything related to railroad or train.
Okay. Well, railroad's good too. But let's see. I'll try to ask you something easy on World War II, so we'll be nice to you and you'll call back. All right. So we'll see how it goes. Do you remember the sinking of the USS Juno in the Battle of Guadalcanal?
No.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you the name of the brothers, because there were several brothers, but okay, we're not going to...
Oh, the Sullivan brothers.
There we are. Yeah, you're a winner. See, you do remember.
Yeah. I didn't know the ship, but as soon as you said the brothers,
yeah.
I used to live next door to a family of nine, the Sullivan.
Wow. All right. Yes, the Sullivan brothers. You're a winner. It's that easy. Now, the prizes are worthless. It takes years to get them, but the certificate's a lot of fun. But other than that, you get something you don't want, like a CB or CD or a DVD or a tabloid. But you did this just for the fun of it, and I'm glad you did. Hang on. We'll get your address. And like I say, don't stand by the mailbox, but eventually you get something. And I hope you'll call me again. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
All right. So good deal. Yeah, we got to meet Neil, and he knew it was the Sullivan brothers. So how about that? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. We're going to talk to Boyer in Nashville. So, all right, Boyer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Let me turn off that speakerphone. Okay, so I have the answer.
Okay.
For the cheese.
You do?
It is goat poop.
No, I'm pleased to say it's not.
You kidding me?
Nope.
I just Googled it, and that's what they said.
Well, yeah, you do understand that before I ask these questions, I Google them to make sure they're not there.
Well, the Google I'm on is from Mars.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter where it is. If it was easy to, if it came up
okay.
in a search, I got to discount the question.
So you know, do I get some outlaw country questions?
Oh, I guess you get a Waylon Jennings question, because it says you wanted a Waylon Jennings question, so here you go. What was his middle name?
Oh, my, that's he did not have one.
It was Arnold.
Arnold Cheese.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, so, yeah, it should be really easy, but who would care to know that? So, so yeah, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. We've got a half an hour left. Now, if you don't get this cheese question, you know, it becomes a straggler for next week. We never let anything hang around for more than an extra week. So if you don't get it next week, we reveal it at the end of the show. But if you get it tonight, even better, then you get a new question next week. But of course, if you don't know my questions, that's perfectly fine. And you don't know my bumper stumpers, two more coming up, that's fine. So you have your own category. And everybody, I'm telling you, everybody knows something about something. And that would include you, too. So all you have to do is trundle to the phone and ask 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
In the wee, wee hours, that's when I think of you. In the wee, wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a gift. These last two are a gift, and I expect we'll have winners on that fairly quickly. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, in fact, Billy Bob and Bourbon A calling back. He knows who did it. All right, so who was it?
I'll say Chuck Berry.
Absolutely, and what's it the flip side of?
Oh, I have no idea. I just got the albums. I never got any 45s that far back.
Ah, well, it's the flip side of Maybelline. That's why I figured somebody would get it fairly quickly. But you did. So hang on. We'll add to your stash, and don't expect it soon. Don't go away. All right. So
thank you.
Billy Bob knows his Chuck Berry. A little different for Chuck Berry, don't you think? All right. So we got one more, and we'll see how we do on that. We've got Jim in Richmond. But let's do that right now. Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I want to talk to you about what's happened today. It was marvelous.
Okay.
And I went to a 10-year-old's birthday party with the people that I've, you know, involved with.
Okay.
But I want to say, for your question, would it be exposure to spoiled milk?
No, but what a nice guess.
I just... You know, you said off the wall.
Oh, it is off the wall. And it's much more off the wall than that.
And then I wanted to know if I could get a Big Bang question.
Okay. Who is the tiny but mighty leading lady who goes from girlfriend to wife, leaving Howard starstruck?
Tiny leading lady?
Yeah, goes from girlfriend to wife, leaving Howard starstruck. What's her name?
I'm sorry.
I'll give you her first name, and you give me the last two, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her first name is Bernadette.
Well, that's his wife.
You're right, exactly. And what's her name?
Roskinkowski.
That's it, Bernadette Roskinkowski Wallowitz. So yes, indeed, that's right. All right. Hang on.
Then tomorrow, I would love to talk to you about my experience today.
Sure.
And about my vision is not improving.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And
yeah.
I'm
all right,
sorry
well,
I didn't.
We have 3 big hours, so definitely call me tomorrow. Don't go away. And I'll have John confirm your stash. Hang on. And we'll talk to Jim tomorrow. All right. And, all week long, other than tonight's show, full shows all week. So starting at 10 p.m. Central, right after the 10 o'clock news, here I am, whether you want me or not. 888-876-5593. Don is in Beloit. All right. Did you injure anything since we last talked?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing? It's Don. I'm driving to Central Illinois. How you doing?
Yeah, like I say, have you injured yourself since we last talked?
No, it's all healed up really good. I had 2 games tonight, and I drove in for work. I'm driving down late because of hockey, as usual.
All right. Well, very good. So we've got...
I'm saving my best guess for last, as usual. Smoking.
Oh, smoking. No, it has nothing to do with smoking.
Sunlight.
No.
Alcohol.
No.
Charlie Rich Jazz Records.
No.
Tomato sauce.
No.
Of course, tomato sauce and cheese, you know, it just goes, I just threw that one out. Mm. How about sex? Something sex, like sex.
I do not want to think about sex with cheese. Let's just leave that right there.
Well, you said it was a weird experiment.
Well, so yes, fun with food. There's no fun with food in this answer. All right.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. during the latter stages of World War II, modified P-51B and Cs countered what threat?
Modified Bs and Cs.
Yes, which were much faster than the standard P-51Ds.
Mm-hmm.
And they were
mm-hmm.
modified to use high-octane fuel to do what?
Mm-hmm.
They had a specific job.
I think it's that... It's the German jets. I think it's ME-262.
Was modified to use high-octane fuel to chase down and destroy V-1 bombs over England.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Spitfire, I mean, the British were doing it with Spitfire. So that's what I was thinking about that. But that's great. You know, I know they do a lot of different things at high altitude, too. But that, in general, I'm not discounting your answer, but...
Well,
God
knows I can't defend it. I just get them from various sources. I might as well be asking you something in Swahili.
But let's not discount the British Spitfires. They killed so many and tipped them over with their wings and so on. But, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Listen, I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Okay.
All
thanks, Rally.
Right. Thanks.
Right,
appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. And Naoto is in Japan, so it's time, I can tell, for more Myers-Briggs trivia. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah.
How are you?
I have a guess on your cheese question.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
Yeah. I think oxygen, like toxic cheese.
Nope. What else?
Oh, okay. That's my only guess.
Oh, okay.
Let's move to...
Yeah. All right.
MBTI.
So, all right. Here we go. Which MBTI type is the most likely to go to church?
I guess it would be I.
Nope.
Nope. E.
Mm-hmm.
It's an E.
It's an E.
Wow, this is... Oh! Oh.
Now, mind you, I didn't ask you who was the clergy, because the clergy, yeah, they are eyes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, this is yeah, this is the parishioners. These are the people who are showing up.
There, I would go with ESFJ.
ES what?
ESFJ?
Yep, you betcha. ESFJ, the providers.
Yeah.
They're excellent parental figures, and they're always willing to sacrifice, and they show up in church.
Thank you so much.
You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Good deal. Yes, they're most likely to. And it's interesting that the clergy is an I. And maybe we'll talk about them next time. But you can imagine. Well, you probably can't imagine anything. We'll just leave it there, since there are only so many Myers-Briggs questions we know. All right. So 888-876-5593. We have Eunice, a first-time caller. So we go right there. Eunice, welcome to WGN Radio.
Do you think it's dye, the color, dye for a color?
That's interesting. It's not dye.
Okay.
But I like that answer, and I'm so glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, so yes, indeed. All right, good to meet Eunice. Now, let's see. We have Pam in Milwaukee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Hey, Pam, what's up?
I have three guesses for your trivia.
I'm ready to hear them.
My first one is that they buried the cheese in a dirty sock drawer.
I love that. It's not right, but that's out there. That's nice. I like it.
Okay, my second guess is they would have buried the cheese somewhere.
No, they don't bury it. I'll throw out that. They don't bury it. What else you got?
Okay. The last one is they left it sitting on a windowsill in the sun.
Oh, God, that would work, but that's not it. All right. I hope you'll call me again. Thanks, Pam. Nice. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, the windowsill probably would do it, but no. Now, again, this was a study. And like I say, hope to God it wasn't a government grant. But they spent a long time studying this. And we'll tell you all about the study when we get an answer. And if we don't get one this week, again, it'll hang on for next week. But, yeah, these are big-time researchers. And they did this and came up with an alarming, an absolutely alarming conclusion that this influences cheese, some cheeses, to be smellier, stronger, more potent. Yeah. So what is it? 888-876-5593. Dakota and Aurora is going to take more guesses. So what do you think, Dakota?
Hello again, Raleigh.
Yes.
So I guess now I know that human sweat, so.
Oh, God, no. No.
But this could be wrong, but my other guess could be wax.
Nope.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks. I'll look forward to it. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, not wax. See, that would be a reasonable answer. I don't know if it'd be right, but yeah, I could imagine. But this is like, you're kidding me, right? All right. So, James, the voice of 483 answers, he gets to pick six of them right now, and we'll see how he does. So, James on the south side, batter up. Get ready for your six. One.
Okay. Exposure to cold.
Two.
Okay, it gets exposed to marijuana smoke.
Three.
gets left in a heated room.
Next, the four. Let's go for four.
Okay, it gets put next to mushrooms.
Five.
Okay, it gets exposed to a virus.
Was that five? I don't remember now. Maybe that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that was five.
Okay, so here comes six. Big finish.
Okay, I'm going to say it gets dunked in pickle juice.
All right, so then we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so yes. Those are all fine guesses, of course. The only thing wrong with them is they're not right. So it was a recent, fairly recent, long-term study showing that exposure to this could make the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger. Exposure to what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Love is strange. Mm-hmm. Love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's another gift. And yes, for the next 5 minutes or so, I'll tell you everything we played, what the theme is, and yeah, all well-known acts. I didn't give you anybody on this list who you will say, who? Yeah, like I usually do. All right, so no, there are no who's on this. So Dave is a first-time caller, and he's in Round Lake. So Dave, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Not too bad for an old fart.
All right, I'll take it. So, what do you think? Okay. You going to guess on our trivia question?
I'm going to guess on the cheese. Do they somehow introduce maggots into the cheese?
Oh, thank God they didn't. No. What else?
That's it for me.
Oh, well, that's a fine choice. I hope you'll call me again.
Yeah, I thought it was off the wall.
Yeah, that's exactly what I love about it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, have a great night.
Okay, you too. So, 888-876-5593. Maggots. Ugh. All right, so, I don't know. There's a lot of people who are instructing us to eat bugs for protein sources, but I'll pass. We've got Dave in, Dave is in Muskegon. All right, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I think I had a question. Is it bacteria?
No, it is not.
Lens bacteria, it isn't, which produces body odor?
Oh, yeah, no, no. And, you know, those are things that actually they do, but no, in this case, it's not bacteria.
Oh, my goodness. Because that's the one I was thinking of was bacteria,
nope.
You know, because...
Nope.
Oh, okay, then, you know, I'll leave that one. And I wanted to tell Fran something also.
Okay, do me a favor. Call me back tomorrow night and tell her.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, because we only got a couple minutes left and we want to devote them to trivia. I'll be revealing all the bumper stumpers, but if anybody wants to take any guesses, I don't want to freeze them out here. So Bob in, let's see, Willow Springs. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Bob. Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, then we're all together. All right, good deal. Thanks.
Real fast on your question, listening to music.
Oh, interesting. Well, you know, you are absolutely in the right arena. You have to be more specific, though.
Uh-oh.
You are absolutely
romantic
right.
Romantic music?
Nope. One music in particular really affects the cheese.
One music in particular?
Yeah.
Well, if it was a romantic or...
No, I don't think anybody would call this romantic. But exposure to this kind of music makes the smell and taste of some cheeses stronger.
Different type of music.
Yeah, see, I want you to win because you're so close.
Heavy metal? I don't know.
That's good, but not right. Yeah, I'll give you one more guess. It's not heavy metal.
Not it. Instrumental.
No, well, that would cover a lot of ground. Nope, but call me back if you think of something else. All right. Thanks.
Well,
appreciate
it. I got close. But
yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I'm impressed. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, Bob is in the right arena there. There is music involved in this answer. And this was a long-term study. And the cheeses, after the exposure for quite a period of time, were sampled by culinary experts. All right, Pete in Sauk Village, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Molly. Wasn't that Buddy Holly on the last
Absolutely.
Bumper?
You betcha it was. All right, what does he have in common with everybody else we played, Chuck Berry and Joanne Campbell?
I couldn't guess. I didn't. I have to admit I missed part of the show.
Well,
that's
fine, but you're absolutely right about Buddy Holly. And like I say, the prizes are worthless. Don't hang by the mail. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you will. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. Now,
Okay. Absolutely
right. So what do they all have in common? Well, who do we play first? Joanne Campbell doing Mother, Please. Yes, 1963 on Cameo. It was Larry Williams, right, Boney Maroney and Short Fat Fanny, who did a version of Just Because, 1967 on OK. Jerry Lee Lewis did Cold, Cold Heart. Yeah, the Hank Williams song, 1961 on Sun. It was Ed Townsend, famous for For Your Love, that did Stay With Me, 1960 on Warner Brothers. And like we said, Chuck Berry did Wee Wee Hours and Buddy Holly did a version of Love is Strange. So did everybody else in the phone book. Yeah, very, very recorded song. All of them, all of the people I mentioned, plus Frankie Lyman, Danny and the Juniors, the Chantels, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins were on Alan Freed's 1958 Big Beat Show tour, playing 67 years ago tonight in Canton, Ohio. So, yeah, they were all on the Big Beat Show, and which was gone all around the country. So that's the deal with the bumpers. Now, the cheese. All right, we're going to take one more guess here, and then we'll hang on for next week. And this is one where it pays to have been listening to the show, because I will not review your answers when we start next week. So, Mark and Aurora, you're going to be closing it out. What do you think?
Jazz.
It is not.
It's closer to jazz.
It is not jazz. Think
classical,
about it.
And swing.
Not classical and not swing. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Those are some fine guesses, and I'm sure they were included in the study. I'll have fun with that, too. A whole big three-hour show is the rest of the week, and this one will replay on Friday night if you missed it. Now, so that's 21 hours from now. We'll reconvene. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do, and I hope to talk to you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.